Good morning. 9:17 a.m. on Friday, April the 15th, 2016. Tax day for those who haven't dealt with it yet. I think mine's covered, although State of Colorado is complaining that they don't have any deposits for my estimated taxes. We need to send them a photocopy of the receipt so they'll understand. Tedious people. So, last 12 hours or so, last couple of days, actually, I've been having a conversation on Google Plus with the with Chris, the guy who developed an app called Booksprout, where authors get their readers to follow them on Booksprout instead of giving up their email addresses for a listserv. And his view of that is that this is much superior because many people don't want to give up their addresses. And they found that many authors are abusing the privilege by sending them emails that they don't want. Which is, I know that part is true. Some of the advice I've seen being given to authors is frightening. No, don't do that. If you value your list, don't do that. So I've been trying to make it understood to him that there is a paradox in his paradigm. The problem is that in order for readers to find me on Booksprout, and I am listed there now, by the way, I first have to make contact with them to let them know that I'm on Booksprout, because otherwise they won't know enough to download the app and look for me. Now, the reality is that most people who want to hear from me already can hear from me. They either follow me on Twitter, they follow me on Facebook. A lot of them are members of the Facebook group, the Golden Age Facebook group. And that if I can reach them now, I don't need the app. And that if I can't reach them now, I can't tell them about the app. And if they have the app, there's no way for them to find me unless they know I'm there and can type in my name. So there's this massive disconnect between what Chris thinks the app will do and what the actual dynamic is. It's been frustrating to try to deal with him. Because he has this idea that hundreds of people want to know about my books and can't find out about them in a timely manner. Which is actually a feature, not a bug. The reality is that I would prefer that everybody not find out about my book at the same time. Just because of the way the Amazon algorithms work. You know, they work against me if everybody buys my book the same day. So I posted on the Facebook group last night a short explanation of what's going on, and my link in Booksprout. And about one in five, the the link fails when they've installed the app, search for my name, and try to follow me. The app crashes. 1 in 5. I've got a couple of people who are on Microsoft phones, so it doesn't work for them. They don't have either Android or iOS devices. I've got a couple of people with outdated iOS devices. That is, they're running on an older version of the operating system and are unable to upgrade. There is no discovery capability at all. The only way you can find a name is if you know it, or if you feel like going through your library and typing in random author names on the off chance you might get a hit. There have been two, if I'm looking at this, my author record correctly, there have been something over 200 authors out of the millions who have actually filled out a profile. The app itself has been downloaded fewer than 50 times. I downloaded it and then had to delete it because it was just stupid. So yeah, I think it was Jamie who said, Jamie on Facebook, who said it was an app looking for a problem to solve. And I think that's right. It's a little silly. Speaking of problems to solve, today is Friday, which means there's a new review up on Peer Reviewed. And today, London-based author A.M. Hart, H-A-R-T-E, reviews Susan Bischoff's Hush Money. It's apparently book one in a YA series. It's paranormal, so it's not someplace I'm going to go. Earlier in the week, who was it? The Last City Left. I think it's an Andy Goldman book, and I think it's Ryan Toxopius reviewed that. Earlier in the week, I just started reading the sample, and it's too paranormal. I got to the line about werewolves and said, "Nope, moving on." But it's very well written. It's the few pages that I got through seemed very competent. So if it's something you're interested in, it might be worth grabbing a sample to see if it's a book you want to read. Let's see what else. Oh, I know what else. Word counts. So I started Wednesday. I started a minimum word count. If I don't get 1,000 words, I can't go to bed. I have to stay up until I get 1,000 words on Milk Run. Now, ideally, I'll get 5,000 words. If I get 5,000 words, I can stop and do something else, if I feel like it. But I have to have at least 1,000 words or I can't go to bed. That's the deal I made with myself. So one of you, whose name will not be mentioned, texted me on Facebook last night wanting to have a conversation while I still had 500 words left to go. And the response was rather short, somewhat terse. I'm I'm not going to apologize for it because I really didn't have the time to start a conversation last night at 9 o'clock. And that was why I was at 500 words. I still had 500 more words to go before I could go to bed. And I wanted to go to bed. So yeah, it was definitely a focusing moment. After a day that had been largely broken up by a bunch of other non-writing Monk Post activities, including an hour and a half at the bank again, as we slowly gather the bits and pieces of a retirement plan from all of the miscellaneous and sundry locations. Get across the street so this car can turn. So yeah, it was, I got 400 words early, and then after dinner and everything had settled, I started trying to get the last 600. Morning. And it wasn't going as fast as I wanted. 600 words should be about a half an hour. It was more like 90 minutes. But I have to say that yes, I threw away 7,000 words, started over. I may rehabilitate some of those words. I may be able to use some of them later. The problem with them was that I was spending way too much time explaining and way too little time in the story. And it was boring. It was boring for me to write, so I'm sure it would have been boring for people to read. The New Start has a lot of questions. It picks up right after Exile. In fact, Exile will come down. The anthology itself will come down, and I will get the Exile story back. And I think if it comes back in time, I'll make it chapter one. Or perhaps one and two. Because it's 7,000 words, that's a long chapter. So at any rate, this book picks up right after Exile. And there's too much stuff going on for the story to work the way it is, or the way it was. And so I needed to back up and take a better run at the story. So I was actually having plot, I was actually having the characters interact with the setting and each other, rather than having the characters in the setting talking to each other, not really interacting. And I like this start much better. It's one of the reasons that I'm hiking along so quickly here this morning is that I am trying to get back to it. I want to get back into that story. I'm a little late this morning because it's Friday. Friday I stopped for breakfast burritos And I stopped to eat my burrito before it got cold. But I never took off my coat, my hat, my boots, just to remind me that you're going for a walk. Because I have to go for a walk. Oh, speaking of walking, I may not be doing much walking this weekend. For those of you who are not in the Rocky Mountain area, we're expecting a major winter storm. There's a warning, a storm warning, not a watch, a warning, starting at midnight tonight through Sunday night. And we're expecting 8 to 12 inches of snow. I don't know. It's mind-boggling. To me, it's mind-boggling. Somebody's line is, "Spring, go home, you're drunk." This is April. Trees are budded. Crab apple trees are all flowered. If it drops below freezing, those buds and blossoms are going to go. I'm glad I don't have my tomatoes plants yet. I can't. My wife said that the other day. I said there was a snow, chance of a snow event this weekend. And I'm like, what? Yep. Yes, sir. Crazed. I can ride along here this morning. What time? How am I doing on time? 17:42. Yeah. If I keep walking this pace, I'll be under 19 today. Let me see if I can do it. I need to be in the under 19 range. I need to be ideally in the 17 to 18 minute range for the mile. I need to get my conditioning back after so many months of not doing it. So yeah, don't be too surprised if tomorrow I claim snow day. Well, and Sunday, just because, yeah, I'm not walking if there's snow on the sidewalk, so I can't see where my feet are going. I don't think. We'll see. I'll look at it tomorrow. We'll check the conditions in the morning. Maybe I can get out before it gets too bad. Get Saturday in. And then I'll only have to miss Sunday. In theory, by Monday, I should be able to walk. I'm going to regret saying that because it's probably going to be famous last words. Oh, yeah. At any rate, I made it. I'm here. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.